Thank you, Chair, and thank you and your team for the preparation of this new version. We regret to say that it doesn't seem like this new text takes us closer to a consensus or even for something that can serve as a basis for future discussions. There's a number of elements that were included that I think introduces a large degree of uncertainty and in some cases restrictiveness that we do not believe to be helpful. As my colleague from Pakistan has indicated, we do not favor the inclusion of the reference to identify. We believe it's not only redundant, but also restrictive. And in this regard, I would like to recall again the words with which you've began the discussions of this sectional characterization, which is the fact that not all systems that are to be included in this characterization are to be prohibited. We are not talking about prohibition of everything that falls under the scope of these definitions. However, the element of autonomy that is present in all systems that fall within the scope needs to be regulated. That's our perception in this regard. We are also a little confused by the addition of the reference to support systems, support the accomplishment of these tasks. I think the problem there is the precise opposite. So we are now widening tremendously the scope of applicability, including to systems that are not weapons themselves, and that may perform an ancillary task that is not related directly to the use of force. So we are also not comfortable with this at this stage, and maybe perhaps some additional explanations would be, and refinement to this language would be necessary. We also regret, like others, the exclusion of the element of nominal control, which we believe was a major contribution to this to these discussions, an element that we hadn't debated in detail thus far, so we would appreciate if this could be brought back. And like others, we are also not comfortable with the inclusion of as part of an attack, both in the text and in the footnote. It introduces a large degree of uncertainty and also restricts the applicability to what could be construed as offensive weapons. But I'd like to recall that defensive weapon systems or weapons that are used in defensive tasks can also lead to violations of IHL, as demonstrated by the example of landmines, for example, which are an essentially defensive weapon. I think that, like Switzerland, the footnote definition of lethality is, as it stands, a little tautological. We are defining lethality as things that are lethal. So I think that the suggestion made by Switzerland is helpful, the use of the expression capable of applying physical force perhaps would be clearer, but we're ready to discuss this further. But I think that in our view, the most helpful thing would be to move to the discussion on restrictions and prohibitions, which is perhaps may add more clarity to the whole of the undertaking that we have to discharge this week. Thank you, Chair.